On either offense or defense, one of the worst things that you can be is predictable. That's why the Pella High defense added a new wrinkle to its play chart 2 weeks ago, the corner blitz. Defensive coordinator Ben Bollard says that every once in a while, they need to give the other team a new look.
At the beginning of the year, we set out a blitz package, and a lot of that involves linebackers where you're bringing pressure up the middle, or you bring it around the outside, but you're doing it with linebackers. And so teams practice that. They get comfortable with that. And so really a corner blitz is a way for us to try and get pressure at an angle that's different for a quarterback or even a running back to see that coming.
Bollard says that when done properly, the corner blitz has a good chance to catch the other team off guard.
Part of the value of that corner blitz is teams get used to that guy coming up field to the outside. And so they're kind of like, okay, he's coming outside a lot. He's coming outside. And so they can start to scheme against that and do various things to give them an advantage with that guy taking a familiar path. So what we do is actually have that guy come down inside. And then the corner comes off the edge, and we ask him to get as deep as the deepest. And so with that terminology, what we're saying is nothing can get outside of him.
Pella's corner blitz can be effective against both the run and the pass. Last week against South Tama, Bollard dialed it up, and South Tama ran right into corner Josh Warner.
Josh was actually on the short side of the field, so it was into our sideline, and they were all the way over on the hash. So not a really a long distance between that receiver he was lined up on and kind of the edge of the line play. And it was a run play that direction, almost right to where our lineman had slanted down into. And so as the running back was coming towards the line, he started to bounce it outside. And by this time, Josh had gotten all the way from his outside alignment on that receiver to the line of scrimmage. And he was square and squeezed it in and came in and just crushed the guy. And the running back didn't see it at all because he was kind of too busy looking at this pile and figuring out how he was going to cut to the outside.
It's also a good weapon when the Dutch expect the other team to go to the air.
It can be great against pass coverage, especially if we get teams that sprint out through our scouting process. If we can see that, okay, if they get in this formation, they're going to roll out. That's a great time to do that because a lot of teams will have a running back or they'll pull somebody to kind of set the edge for the quarterback, and they're not looking for a corner. You know, those guys are looking for down linemen. They're looking for blitzing linebackers to pick up. So a lot of times you can come right off the edge into a sprint out really unseen and make a nice hit. And it makes for a really hard throw over the top of a corner. That's what the offensive coaches would tell you to do, is when you see a corner blitz like that, throw to that zone, that vacated zone. But that's also a pretty unsettling thing for any quarterback, let alone a high school quarterback, to stand there, look a guy in the eyes and throw right over the top of him is difficult.
When the other team is passing and Bollard calls the corner blitz, he says that it leaves the secondary in a precarious spot and the pressure better get home.
If we're going to bring five or six, after that 2, 3, 4, or 5 second clock goes off, that's on the front, not the D-backs, because we're telling them you need to cover for those 4 seconds and then pressure is going to get home. And if quarterbacks leak out, or if we get missed sacks in the backfield, then it can be really dangerous because that's a long time to cover.
As the regular season enters the home stretch and the playoffs loom, Bollard says that the Little Dutch are looking to have as many weapons in his arsenal as possible. While one play likely wouldn't have made the difference, he says that he wishes he had more in last season's state title game loss to Cedar Rapids Xavier and quarterback Quinn Schulte. Bollard says that the corner blitz is the type of play that could make an impact in Pella's quest to get back to the top of the 3A mountain.
The better teams get, some of your what I'll call normal blitz packages or normal stuff teams are used to picking up, and so they've got rules in for some of your linebackers doing this. These are the kind of things that can create big negative plays and change the game.
Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.